This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. With the canonization of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, we take a closer look at the figure of the founder of the Missionaries of Charity Order, with the help of audio recordings of her voice. Mother Teresa was already widely revered as a saint in her lifetime for her charity work on behalf of the poor, the sick and dying, initially in India and then in many other countries around the world. But as I've been finding out, she was concerned about poverty in all its forms and spoke eloquently about the neglect and loneliness suffered by many elderly people in the richer Western countries, which she described as a spiritual poverty.
I feel if the world today turns its back to the poor, I think they are turning their back to Christ.
The voice of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who dedicated her life to the poor, the sick and the dying.
The work is only a means to put our love for Christ into action. And so I had only to change the way of work, the means I had to change to work for the poorest of the poor. So my vocation was a continuation of belonging to Christ and being only His.
Founder of the Missionaries of Charity Order, Mother Teresa was one of the world's best known and loved religious figures. Throughout her long life, she was revered for her holiness and her compassion towards the poorest of the poor, and was often known as the Saint of the Gutters. She received numerous awards for her work, including the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. She was beatified in 2003. Mother Teresa was unstinting in her charity work on behalf of the poor in nations like India, but she also often voiced her concern about what she called the spiritual poverty of the richer Western world.
There is two kinds of poverty. We have the poverty of material, like for example, in some places like in India and Ethiopia and Yemen and other places, where the people are hungry for a loaf of bread, a real hunger. But there is much deeper, much greater hunger, and that is the hunger for love, and that terrible loneliness and being unwanted, unloved, being abandoned by everybody.
In a talk she once gave, Mother Teresa gave this eloquent and moving description of her feelings after visiting an old people's home in England, where nobody lacked for material comforts, but what they did lack was something far more precious and elusive.
I visited a home, one of the best homes in England. Our sisters are there working. I have never seen so much wonderful things in a home like I saw in that home. And yet, there was not a single smile on the faces of those people. All these old people, they were all looking towards the door. And I asked the sister in charge, and I said, sister, why are they like that? Why are they not smiling? I'm so used to see smiles on people's faces, because I think smile generates smiles, just as love generates love. And then she said, this is every day like that. They're always waiting for somebody to come and visit them. The loneliness is eating them up. And for days after days, they keep on looking. Nobody turns up. That unwantedness is great poverty.